Hi, welcome everybody to a module in this workshop here called Automated Trading with MotiWave No Programming, which is really for traders only. What I've done here is I've made a mega boatload of videos in one module. You can go through these at your own time, at your own leisure, but do understand that MotiWave is a complete beast. For me to post all of these videos that you're looking at, which may be pretty daunting, it's about a month to 2 months worth of videos as I opened up MotiWave and just started playing with it. So these are all those videos that we're dealing with. And what I'm going to do here is to give you a summary of each video, what's important, what's not. And the first thing you got to ask yourself is, what asset class do you want to trade in? Here we're focusing on Forex, futures and options, crypto, and just general stuff that you can do with MotiWave. So first, majority of people will want to know about Forex. Not my favorite asset class, but you know, market wants what the market wants. So let's go through this. So first thing here is we've got MotiWave's study for pair trading with indicators alike. I've gone through numerous indicators and studies, same term. Studies and indicators and strategies is a combination, or can be a combination, of strategies basically that will run like a bot and will go through and execute multiple studies if you want, or indicators. So you can do that. That's a difference. So here in among the studies, no matter what edition you can get over 275 studies with source code. So I know we're not getting the source code, but it just really broadens the power of MotiWave, what it can deliver. And basically, the programming is just adds another dimension that virtually no other retail platform can really pull off. So as we move into Forex, you know, some people may want to use data points from Forex, which you can use depending upon your broker. For me, I'm using Oanda, not the best, but that's what I use. So here I show you a video how to download data points for backtesting if you want in another platform or another language. Here we do a live sign. For Forex and crypto webinars is a signal combination using Kraken and some other fun stuff. Here, if you're US-based, you probably want to go on a Kraken. Coinbase is okay, but it's pretty expensive. I've just been trying out Bitstamp as well. I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of them. They put a data limit on how much you can download. You can get banned pretty quick. Oanda as well, I've talked about. Here in this one, there's various combinations of SMA, simple moving average combos for day trading. So I cover that here. Some of these videos are webinars. Some could be 5 minutes long, 10 minutes long, an hour long. Just depends what you're really interested in. Again, you can always come into this at your own leisure. So don't let it overwhelm you. Here's another one which I've been testing with a Forex, no different than what I'm doing currently with stock and using stock as a form of volume pushing profit. So here we do the same thing using 1 minute data. Here's another interesting little, call it more like a toy. But if you're into gauges here, you can do that. So you can play around with that. Also, this is a really powerful feature. So one thing I noticed with any kind of hand coding, if it's Python, whatever you're using, you go through a back test process or a walk forward process. Typically what can happen is you can have a strategy idea and you have to validate it by obviously back testing it. Once you've done that, then you can forward test it. One of the most powerful features I think of MotiWave is the ability to build a strategy, back test it, and then identify historically what were the best instruments that that particular strategy could work on. So you may have 30 instruments in an asset class, let's say like in crypto, but maybe two or three, or maybe even one instrument is useful for that strategy, but it may bring back a lot of profit. So that would make sense from a portfolio optimization point of view that you'd put all your capital into what works historically, what you know of. And that's where the back testing comes in. And then also, I think it's called an optimize feature. And then on top of that, you can also use walk forward as well with what you see, what works. And again, that's a big time saver as well. So back testing is a very powerful feature for developing strategies. So explained here. Another big powerful feature with MotiveWave, which is very convenient as like a first wave of attacking what is kind of currently working in terms of profiting. You can use a scanning feature, and in scanning, there's three types of scans you can do. You can scan on Elliott waves, you can scan on harmonics, which I really like, and you can also scan on particular studies that you build or use an out-of-box study if you want. And from there, you can determine just from a high level on all the instruments to see what may down the line, depending upon the time frame you use, which instrument that you think will give you the most optimal return on a prediction level. And that can be done both on a short or a long. Probably one of the out of all the studies that I've seen that is really, really powerful is this Hurst cycle. To understand that this study is really meant for the ultimate edition, the most expensive edition of MotiveWave. But it's really good because historically, when you run Hurst cycles against high-performing instruments, what you can do is you can use these cycles to predict on when the next big move will happen based upon these cycles. And it's pretty accurate. I'll say it's accurate, but it looks really good and very useful. So that's something you might want to consider down the line if you can afford MotiveWave. Now we move into the general features. So all of these features I'm listing here can be used on any asset class. These have just been used specifically for Forex, but they can be used for pretty well any instrument out there or any asset class. So now, from a general perspective, so these are some of the other features that you can use. The most, well, I should say the most powerful, but the most convenient is when you apply a set of studies that you like, you can easily combine studies, save them as a template, and then be able to call up new charts and apply those same templates, which is like a combination of studies, and apply those studies to new charts or new instruments as you open them up. You've probably seen that and how I do it in my videos. Also, I going back to the world of Elliott Wave versus harmonics. Did a test here, accuracy, to see which one's more powerful, which one's more reliable, harmonics or Elliott Waves. And as I said earlier, I prefer harmonics. Elliott Waves are kind of eh, you know, so the same type of reliability in terms of performance. I do like way prefer harmonics. And another thing, now what I'm showing you are more convenient ways to use MotiveWave without really programming. One of the other ways that you can use MotiveWave, which is very handy, is to create alerts. There's different types of alerts. There's component alerts, there's study alerts, there's study alerts is probably what you'll use a lot. And what you can do is you can go in, set a target, and then set an alert for that when a certain price level is hit or target level. And then in there as part of the alert, you can also have it trade. So you can have it go into an entry, and then you can apply a stop loss or stop a trailing stop on that entry as well. So that's really handy for non-programmers who want to have that capability, as which is pretty standard in a lot of platforms. Okay, so when you look at all these features in MotiveWave, this video here, goals and trading ideas for 2020, kind of became like a very aha moment for me. You know, spent 10 years programming, trying to do all this funky stuff, be it whatever programming language, whatever instrument, or whatever asset class, and you're going to struggle. One of the things that was really important to me is when it comes to new strategy development, new strategy ideas, I didn't really care about anything else but to be able to get a trading idea and be able to implement it ASAP as fast as possible. Since doing this, I've come up with three strategies, trading ideas, and it's only coming up February 10th, so like 5 weeks into 2020. That's pretty good. And therefore, I don't have to waste my time 6 months, let's say, on a trading idea that kind of goes nowhere and turns into a rabbit hole. So this video focuses on that with a bunch of notes. It was a webinar as well. So that was a big aha moment for going into 2020 and moving forward without putting so much effort on programming. That's why I created this workshop, because you could still do a lot of power or apply a lot of power with MotiveWave without needing to be a programmer. It helps, yes, but I still think that you're probably 75% of your goal when it comes to visually applying things with MotiveWave as opposed to needing to code something up, you know what I mean? And you can quickly implement as well. So as I said earlier, there's this different asset classes you can use. We've covered Forex is a big one, but as I said, you can apply any of these ideas to pretty well any asset class out there. So with futures and options, a big one that was launched last year was the E-mini micros. They're big now with all the major U.S. Indices, S&P 500. We have the Russell, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. So all of those have been turned into future contracts, but for micros. So the margin requirement is very small. So maybe $150, $250, $300, as opposed to like pushing maybe $1,000. So it's a lot lower risk for trading idea and put on a trade for a contract. That's why these took off. So we talked about that in this video here, webinar on E-mini micro and versus crypto trading idea. Here, I always say the most powerful feature of MotiveWave. Funny enough, there's just so much to MotiveWave. It depends upon what you want to do. One thing I will give MotiveWave, which has been, in my mind, perfection. If I was to say, hey, you guys should open up to third-party APIs with Java as the language for the software development kit, they did that. I thought, you know, if you get your platform to trade live with cryptocurrency, that's going to put you front of the line as a platform. Guess what? They just implemented that a few weeks ago. Another big thing that they've applied, again, a few weeks ago, was having a Linux version. So you have now MotiveWave not just run on Windows, Mac, and now Linux. It's I mean, these are light year ahead trading advantages that you get with this platform. That's why I really love the guys and the gals at MotiveWave as a software company. Their support's pretty good. If they can kind of help you. They're a small enough company where they actually listen to you and implement maybe new ideas. They're growing, so it might take a while to see an idea get implemented based upon, I guess, market demand. So for me to sit here and say, oh, this is another awesome feature, I'll leave it at that. One of the other ones, if you're doing futures and options, which from what I've seen and playing with the TD Ameritrade thinkorswim, that platform, oddly enough, the ideas of MotoWave seem to have evolved from that platform. And a lot of people like TOS thinkorswim for futures and options. So when you look at the order flow and volume analysis of MotoWave, it blows your mind. It's been added a few months ago, and it's really advanced, and it gives you a huge advantage of being able to look at level two data. Just the depth of the market is just amazing. So I demonstrate in this video here. Again, we talked about earlier about the back testing and the walk forward capabilities. So here we are talking about this for both Forex and US stock. And then there's that. Another thing that will be very useful for people, for those that want to get into the analytics section of my stuff, which I think is going to be the most popular, are the analysis files. So when I create my little studies and my little strategies, I can create analysis files from those. I can upload them to my membership, and people will be able to download those in pretty well real time. So being able to do that with MotoWave is very powerful. I show you how that works here. Then we get into some other studies, indicators. We look at MotoWave average true range, which I've historically liked, and trail stop loss, which one's better. I think from my point of view, depending upon what your goal is, what kind of instrument you're after, or what kind of asset class, and specifically your broker. So for instance, if you're doing trailing stop losses on a Wanda, chances are you could get screwed over with a stop hunting that, again, the Forex brokers will put you through, where you'll never hit your stop loss because they're stop hunting. As opposed to if you go with another broker for maybe even Forex, let's say on Interactive Brokers, which I don't think they really do, you could do a trail stop on that broker, on Interactive Brokers, not worry about this sort of stuff. So these are considerations to hum and haw over. So another indicator that's very popular that seems to work pretty good, depends upon your time frame, is VWAP, volume weighted average price. So we got a video for that. Again, we covered the downloading of data points, scanning multiple indicators among a watch list of trading instruments. I have seen what the limit appears to be. If you're doing it at maybe 50 or 100 on a low memory system, like a 8 gig, or even a 4 gig, maybe, you might be able to pull it off, depending upon what else you're running on the system. But you don't want to put more than, from what I've seen, no more than a few hundred instruments in a watch list to be able to see what works. So again, I demonstrate a potential VWAP strategy. And again, here, last video is trying out live trading with Bitstamp, but this is before I found out that Bitstamp can ban your IP because you're making too many requests. So I just notified MotoWave on that earlier today. So you really can't abuse that privilege with Bitstamp, which is kind of odd. You can do it with all the other big exchanges. So that's pretty well a lot here. Please don't be overwhelmed by this. MotoWave is a beast, as I said. That's why I use it. For what you pay for $250, even for just for data analyzing, it's pretty killer. The charting's killer. The out-of-box studies and strategies work really well. And there's going to be a lot more put together as things roll out. This workshop, this is probably the most intense of the whole thing. You just pick and choose what you think you want to work with. And it's going to be a lot simpler and a much easier pace. Other than that, we should talk to you later. Thanks for watching.